KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Sir, we will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V. John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, hometown Hickory, North Carolina. I'm negative and negative, Gary. Have a good evening, WN4V.
KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm in about Terre Haute, Indiana. Be negative and negative, just listening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4V, Mr. John, down there in Brighton, Florida, formerly from Hickory, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope all is well down there in Florida. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim, up there in Indiana tonight. Jim, I hope it's a little warmer up there than it is here. Probably not, but you stay warm and take you a good nap and have a safe trip. Be careful out there, young man. Hope to see you back down this way again soon. I'd also like to say good evening to W3SUE. That's Miss Sue and her husband, Duncan, WB2DX. They're down in Anderson. Sue called me a while ago and talked to me. Their radios are not working exactly the way they should right now. They've got some other things going on, so she wanted me to get them checked in via telephone relay. Alrighty, that's all the EchoLink stations I got, so we'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS? Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
K4DOS. Check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Edmund, I'll be negative, but listening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. please say hello to Miss Joy. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf, 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt over here in Western Greenville County. I'll be Native, 73U and Air 1 on the net.
Good evening to WG4MC. Mr. Matt over there in Western Greenville County, across the creek, neighbor of mine. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, please check in and out. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Sierra, Mike, Oscar. KN4SMO, Scott in Greenville, check me in and out. Thank you, sir.
KDOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4RJN, Mr. John up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And KN4SMO, Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. In the net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, mobile, 85 North. No traffic, no table.
DOS. KN4VWA, Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Inman, and freezing to death.
Wes, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
Whiskey, 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. And we're negative and negative, kitty.
We're DOS. Checking Kilo November 4, Uniform Echo Alpha, Jim and Pickens, KN4, UEA.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, mobile on 85 North this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. You be careful on your run. Have a safe trip. Get back home safely. And KN4VWA, Mr. Steve up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And Steve, that tower looks good, buddy. When you go get something on top of it?
It's for Saturday, big man. You want to come and have an antenna party?
Have to do that. I enjoy playing with antennas, but y'all be safe, and like I said, it looks good. Hope everything works out well for you. Also, like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, up there or down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And KN4UEA, Mr. Jim over there, Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up in the alphabet to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Please check in November 4, Bravo X-ray, Bravo. That's Herb up in Shelby, and I've got a change for you on the swap net.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Gary, please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. Jerry and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening for a while. Hope everyone has a good evening.
4 DOS, November 4, Delta India Zulu, Joe and Traveler's Rest.
check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4BXB, Mr. Herb up there, Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. And Herb, I'll be back to you to get your update on your swap net item in just a little bit. Also, I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And N4DIZ, that's Mr. Joe up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. And Joe, you owe me a speaker down here. Boy, you checked in on the sideband that you were better than 40 over. Sounded good, though, buddy. Appreciate you being here. I'd also like to say good evening to KO4AOW, Mr. Dave. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And W4IYI, that's Mr. Robert up there at Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary. Please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Johnny Mike. Red in Traveler's Rest. And my wife, I had a November 4 at India, Echo India. Negative, negative, TR. Thank you, Gary. Always listen to Swap Shop, though.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, Patrick. I'm mobile and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot, Tango, Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard. I'm still looking for that item on the swap net, that plug. Thank you.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred. And his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Isla we said hello. And K4GSC, that's Mr. Patrick, mobile over there around Greer tonight. Patrick, hadn't heard you in a long time. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KK4FTU, that's Mr. Richard. He's over there in Slab Town. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. And Richard, Walt, K4OIM, was telling me about a group that you might want to check out looking for that plug. K4OIM, Walt, you still around?
Yes, K4OIM. Yeah, I'm still here.
The outfit that you were telling me that Richard needed to check, Yazoo? Something, and I don't remember what it was. I got it written down, but I can't find it.
Find and type in foxtango.com, and the web page will come up, and they'll offer you a membership to get in there. And if you go ahead and join, it don't cost nothing, and you get a beautiful certificate for joining the club. But once you check into it, you can list what you want. If it's anything to do with a Yazoo, FT, whatever, I'm pretty sure he'll find it there. That's where I found that new old stock had a set of finals I got to go in that FT, the FT-101EE.
The words Fox Tango or FT.com?
.com.
Sure, you were giving me the words and not just going phonetic with the two letters, .com, okay?
Tango.com.
To you, KI4DOS in the net.
Walt, I do appreciate that. I found it about the time you
you started telling Richard about it, but I do appreciate that. And Richard, I just thought you might want that information. I'll continue to run it, and hopefully we'll find somebody that's got one of those, but it doesn't hurt to search other avenues, but we'll continue to run that for you as well. Continuing with roll call in the Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Up to the India Through Lima group, Hi Through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. And all y'all what's gathered here within. This is Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot. I'm still Jim. I'm still in Greenville. And negative. No traffic, but I'll be around a while.
DOS. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. So I'll be negative and negative and saying 73 to each one of you.
Yes. You and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Joy, thank you so much, Gary, for doing the net tonight, hosting the net. Hope you enjoy it. Have a good evening. Hope everybody has a good evening. No traffic, no comment.
For DOS. That call sign. It's nice to say. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. Say hi to Joy for us. 7-3.
Okay, 4, DOS. And Gary. Please check in, Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf, KN4, UBG. Be Kevin, bouncing in, I'll be negative and negative. And 73 is you, and everybody on the net, Gary.
4, DOS. Gary, please check in, Kilo, Echo 4, Juliet, Romeo, Kilo. This is John up at Parrish Mountain, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net.
73 to
everyone.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to K4JF, Mr. Jim, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, all the way up there in Fletcher. He's a little further north than James. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, down there in Fountain Inn. Appreciate you being here, Kevin. And KE4JRK, that's Mr. John up on Parrish Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride, Joy. And she's talking to our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. But to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Everyone, please check in and out. KI4. VLW Randy. KJ4. CRL Linda in Asheville.
DOS. Check in. KV4ON. Hello, Victor 4, Oscar November. My name is Wayne. I'm in Northwest Anderson County. I will be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Gary, and everyone on the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Like to say good evening to KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Nashville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And next up is Mr. Wayne. Wayne, I hadn't heard you in forever. KV4ON. Boy, that was a real nice surprise tonight, young man. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And Wayne is down there in Northwest Anderson County. Wayne, hope you're doing well there, young man. One of these days I'm going to get Tommy to give me your phone number and I'll give you a call and I'll come down and see you a little bit. We'll ride the tractor around or something. You take care down there. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, please check in KK4HXB Earl and Travis Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. Please check in November 4. Mike Whiskey. Oh, Jimmy, over here in Taylor's. We'll be negative and negative.
DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's 1 in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KK4HXB, Mr. Earl, up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. And N4MMW, Mr. Jimmy. Jimmy, that's a tongue twister sometimes. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Warren over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, please check in Whiskey 4 Kilo Alpha Bravo to Kenneth in Arden, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73.
Good evening to W4KAB. And I missed your name. It was my fault, not yours. I had a big sneeze. Give me your name again up there in Arden.
Kenneth, W4KAB.
Got it that time. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you have a good evening. Y'all stay warm up there and, just across the state line up there at Arden. Tell Garth I'm looking for him. He don't ever check in on 2 meters anymore. I'm just kidding. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Again, Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP. Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango, Papa. And I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB. Whiskey 2 Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4HTP, Miss Wendy. And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Like we got everybody, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, we're going to thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had one gentleman said he needed to update his items, and then we'll see if there's any others. N4BXB, Mr. Herb. Herb, what can we do for you tonight?
Yes, on the net, N4BXB. Gary? The listing I have there for the Kenwood 940 SAT, I have sold it. Sold last week, really. I forgot to tell you. But The man was tickled to death. I didn't realize it, but it was one of the later serial numbers. And he was happy to get it. I didn't realize that. Maybe I ought to ask more for it. Anyway, thanks for listening for me. I do appreciate it, Gary.
Well, Herb, that's what we're here for, and I do appreciate you letting me know. I'm sure whoever got it will be very pleased with it and get a lot of good use out of it. That's a nice rig. It really was. It wasn't the most up-to-date one, but still not a bad rig to have at all.
Everything you saw to do with it was right there on the front panel. No menus. That's why I kept it for about 12 or 13 years. Okay, thanks again, Gary. And I'll turn it back to you. N4BXB.
You take care up there, and I do appreciate it. Do we have anyone else with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything else I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book, folks, is for sale. It's a heat kit, HW101. It's a transceiver. They would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a heat kit, HD15. That's a phone patch. They would like $20 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a heat kit, HP23B. That's a power supply. It would like $95 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICO 717. That's an electronic gear. It would like $25 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC230. That's a 2-meter transceiver. Does not have a tone board. It would like $25 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a UKITS TJ5A. That's a quad band transceiver. It works 15, 20, 40, and 80 meters. It puts out about 20 watts. Comes with a manual, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. A fella has two HF antennas. One is an AV18US, and it didn't tell me what the other one was, but he said he would take $100 for both antennas. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is looking for... Got a fellow looking for a power cord for a Yaesu FT-277. This thing has a 12-bladed rectangular power cord plug on it, and that's the part he needs so he can power his transceiver up. He said this was the European version of the FT-101, so if you got a power plug on it. But this guy's looking for one. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. Fellow has three copper J-pole antennas. He would like $35 each for these antennas. Does anyone need any fields? Here, see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
In November 4, Sierra Delta Sierra. I'm Dave. I'm in Anderson. I'll be negative tonight.
EOS. This is Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN, I'm Alan, and I'm in Piedmont. We're negative and negative.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4SDS, Mr. Dave, down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And K4VKN, Mr. Allen. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And I got one Echo Link station up. Bill, you want to check in? That's your text message about the time I said that. Net would like to say good evening. KC4W, Mr. Bill. down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And I got him via text message over the Echo link. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Alex, I'm portable tonight in downtown Central. I'll be negative and negative, 73.
That would like to say good evening to KI4DDD, Mr. Alex, portable down there in downtown Central. Alex, don't you get lost down there in downtown now. You blink twice, you're liable to miss it, but be careful. Appreciate you being with us. All righty, it's KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up we got on the swap net book is a fella looking for 40 or more feet of tower. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. The fella has a UHF and a VHF signal generator. Generators, these things are for large bench-type signal generators. He said they're either a HP or GE. He couldn't remember which model, you know, who made them. But he said to call for the price of them. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT891. That's a mobile transceiver. He would like $500 or best offer for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Butternut HV2B 80 and 40 meter vertical antenna. He would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft Thunder. It's a two-element 40-meter beam. Has the DX Engineering hardware. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Mosley Classic 33 four-element beam with the work bands. It covers 10, 12, 15, 17, and 20 meters. And he would like $550 for it. Does anyone need any fields? MUP is for sale. It's an LDG 600 Pro 2. That's an automatic antenna tuner. Has the external meters on it. It says it's about a year old and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is looking for, you got a fellow looking for an Astron rack mount power supply that is 35 amp or better. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Tentec Hercules amplifier and power supply. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the swap net book. That's all I got over there tonight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start a little rag? You call KI4DOS. On the stump tonight is Mr. Jim, K4JF, over there in Greenville. Mr. Jim, what have you been up to today?
And all y'all what's gathered here within, this is K4JF. Up to today, not a whole lot, ran a few errands. Got on HF tonight, 40 meters, was opening up, nice station over in France, southern France near the Spanish border, still couldn't reach him. This broken trap dipole isn't doing me real great. I've got an off-center fed dipole put together, ready to hang up, but it's just too daggone cold to get out there and put it up, so... Yeah, playing around on HF and here. Good to hear you tonight. Everything's okay here. Go ahead. K4JF.
So there was a bad time to put an antenna up. I put them up when it's cold. I put it up when it's raining. Put them up when it's hot. The only time I don't put one up is in a thunderstorm. I don't like messing with a lightning rod when I'm out there, you know, playing with antennas. I don't mess with no lightning rods when it might come that way and light me up. I like me too good for that.
Understood. Yeah, well, I've got this trap dipole up, which is running pretty good, but I've got a evidently a bad trap because I had great contacts on 75, but now no, it's really bad, so I think a trap's gone bad. Problem is, one end has an egg insulator, and when I pulled it up with a rope, it got hooked over a limb in an oak tree, and I don't know how to get it down yet, so that's going to be a problem. Anyway, we're playing around with it. We're looking to downsize soon, maybe moving, so don't know what that's going to do. So it's all up in the air, just playing around, having a good time on 2 meters tonight. Good to hear your swap net. Nice equipment out there. I don't need anything that's on your list. I don't have anything for you at this point. Anyway, good to hear you tonight, Gary. You take care. All y'all, what's gathered here within. Take care. KI4S, DOS, K4JS.
Yeah, you were telling me about that last week, about that egg insulator getting hung over there in a fork on that oak tree. I don't know what would be a good way to do that, but I'm sure you'll figure something out when it gets a little warmer. I don't blame you for wanting to get out of the cold. If I was out there tuning my truck up today, of course I pulled it out there in the barn, or at least halfway in, and I was out of the wind. And believe it or not, I had to shed my sweatshirt and I took my jacket off first, and then I took my sweatshirt off, and it got kind of warm, and the engine was cold, too, by the way. But we got that all done and got it all taken care of. I'll get it out of the backyard tomorrow. But glad you're having a good day. I'm glad you're doing a little DX. I remember one time you were doing some DX, and that's when you lived on the earthen tower over there. And you swung those beams around, and I was trying to get Belize, and boy, you just wiped my receive out. Of course, you didn't know I was trying to get it, I don't think. And we've laughed about that, if you remember.
That's when you got a tri-band beam on a tower on top of a hill with a kilowatt amplifier. Yeah, that that can punch it out through the airwaves. Go ahead.
That night, of course, when you swung those beams around headed towards Belize, you come right across the top of my house. Anyway, we had a lot of fun, a lot of giggles out about that. But I hope you get that off-center fed dipole up to where you can get a little better contacts and do a little more DX. I know you really enjoy that, or I'm sure you still do, because you've got all those awards and all that wallpaper to go with it.
Well, yeah, DXCC worked all continents. Only one contact in that southernmost continent, Antarctica. But that was great fun to get because that filled out my list. But yeah, it's been fun to contact all over. Met some interesting people. Had a lot of fun working some of these special stations and all. Hey, that's what it's all about. You play around on the local bands. I've met some wonderful people around here within range of this repeater and a few others. And then, you know, on HF all over. So next thing I might want to do, I've done a couple of satellite contacts. So that might be next on the list to try to play around with. Go ahead.
Really had any urge to do any satellite work or anything like that, or EME or a meteor scatter or none of that. But you were talking about Antarctica just a moment ago. Jim, I got them a mobile one morning on the way to work, another ham Of course, I've got the 2 meter in the truck as well, and a fella told me on 2 meters that Antarctica was on 20 meters, and I flipped up 20 meters and tuned that screwdriver antenna up, threw my call out one time, and he came right back to me. Tickled me to death.
Reminds me of the time when I was over living and working over in Tarbar, North Carolina, and I had a Radio Shack 10-meter rig, if you remember them, in my car with a chopped-down 11-meter antenna. And I came out for lunch one day and turned that thing on, and there was a station in Georgia. The country, not the state. So that was fun. And then later on 10, I was driving down 291 in Greenville, and there was the Russian satellite they had a few years ago, and I worked that one. So that was fun, and, you know, there's a lot that, oh my gosh, this hobby has so much variety and so many ways you can have fun with it, and, yeah, I the rig I'm talking on right now is a Kenwood TS-790, which is also set up with 2 meters and 70 centimeters and is capable of being used for satellite work, so I'm hanging on to it for that. And that's down the list. I'm going to try that sometime. Doesn't have the 1296 module, but maybe I can find one sooner or later. I have a dish out in the garage that I'm going to repurpose and hopefully use it for some time on satellite at some point. So, yeah, you know, we've had so much fun in the past, and there's so much fun in the future. I mean, this is, gosh, I love this hobby. K4DOS, K4JF.
I love the hobby as well. I tell people all the time, you know, that there's so many different ways you can, different directions you can go. You know, if you want to do satellite work or moon bounce or, you know, just talk VHF and UHF locally or get on the UHF and VHF upper, lower, upper sideband and do a little sideband work. And, oh, gosh, the list just goes on and on and on. And there's a... I don't know where it's going to stop. I talked with a fellow the other day, and he was working on his antennas. They were doing some slow scan TV stuff. And he told me, he said, "You ought to get in there and try it sometime." And I said, "I ain't got the patience."
Yeah, I've watched the slow scan TV, and that's kind of interesting, but never got up to the level of interesting to try it. Gosh, got my tang all tangled up. It's getting so late in the evening. But, yeah, there's so many facets. And, you know, been at it since 75, so that'll tell you I've been around a little while. But it's great fun. Online, I ran into these people that say, "Oh, this is a flat earth, and there's a dome over us. There's no such thing as space," and all that. And I tell them, "And there's no satellites." And I tell them, "Hey, I've worked the satellites. I know it's out there. I've talked to them back and forth." And you know what? Some of our hams are bouncing signals off the moon when you say they can't go that far. So it's fun going back at some of those guys that just have no clue. And, you know, I'd like to get some of the younger folk to get interested in this because it's so much fun. And, you know, it's some people say, "Oh, that's old-fashioned," but no, it's not. We're way ahead of the curve.
I don't think a lot of people know that a lot of the technology that has come about in the not-too-distant past came from ham radio operators, people experimenting with this and trying this out and trying something else. And, you know, they got it to working, and then they put it out there for others to work on, and then it just grew from there. But there's a lot of stuff in technology that's come out that came from ham radio people.
In fact, way before the days of cell phones, I used my 2-meter rig with repeaters who had linked into the telephone line. I remember back, oh gosh, when was it? My daughter was out in Washington State, and I went out there, and I had a 2-meter rig, and I was able to patch in to the local repeater and call her on the phone. And people say, wait a minute, that didn't come much later. But this was back in the 1980s. Go ahead.
It's been around a while. There used to be a phone patch up on the A2 machine. I think it was not used, and I think it's been discontinued now. But it was a shame, because I have used it before to make a phone call. A cell phone battery died, you didn't have a car charger or something of that nature. And I keyed the repeater up and made a phone call on it. And that was pretty neat. Of course, you have to make sure you tell the people that, you know, only one of us can talk at one time now, because if you start talking while I'm talking, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't have that problem with my daughter because she grew up with me sitting around the den. Back when she was a kid, I had my station set up in a corner of the family den, so I'd sit over there with my headphones on and mostly CW, so she knew how to work that. But yeah, we did that back before the cell phones became popular. I'm talking back in, she finished high school in 85, so this was like 86, 87. And, that was before the days of cell phones, but, you know, it's fun telling people that cell phones are came from hams with our repeaters and telephone interfaces, and these people don't believe that, but it's fact.
TOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, VK4JM. Well, that's true, Jim. A lot of people don't know that, but it's been around a long time. I'll tell you this, and I'll let you go. You might enjoy this. I was sitting here doing a little DX one night, and I heard a call, and I went back to the fella, and he was in the Army over in Iraq, and he wanted to know if I could get a message to his folks. And I said, well, yeah, where they live, and give me their phone number. He did that, and while he was talking, I punched it in, got him on the telephone, and I told him, I said, how would you like to talk to your mom and dad? And he says, I'd love to, but there ain't no way we can do that. I said, yeah, there he is. I got a phone patch hooked up to this HF radio. And I let him talk to his mom and dad, and I explained to them how it worked. And he just wanted to tell them that he would be rotating home in a couple of weeks. And, where he was at that particular time, he didn't have a cell phone, or it didn't work or something, I don't know. But he had a ham radio, and it worked.
Yeah, Gary. Well, you know, I was a Mars op for way back through Vietnam and up through Desert Storm, and did a lot of that patching in. And, in fact, I did, during Desert Storm, I was in Edgefield County at that time. I was Army Mars, and in that county, there was no Air Force, there was no Navy/Marine Corps, so I wound up handling all the traffic during Desert Shield, Desert Storm. And after that kept me busy. But after that, Army Mars saw fit to send me a medal and certificate for support. But, we did a lot of that, handled traffic back, some of it voice into the phone line, some of it by radiogram, you know, print it out and send it to them, or take the message and then forward it. Did a lot of that over the years. childhood injury kept me out when I was drafted, and I couldn't serve that way, so I figured this is the way I could help. So I did a lot of that. I was Alpha Tango 4 Hotel Oscar, and spent a lot of time doing that. And I went on a cruise a few years ago, went down and met a lot of the guys who were veterans that I had actually helped over the years, so that was great fun. So yeah, over the years, since mid-70s, this rig and this radio and this antenna and this license have been a lot of help. I've enjoyed it, and I've kind of, you know, paid it forward, helped out. All right, Gary, nice chatting with you tonight. I know you're going to get wound up. You might have some other folks to chat, and good to hear you, and thanks for all you do for the SwapNet and everything else. KI4DOS in the net, K4JS.
Jim, I do appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit this evening. Enjoyed it. Always do. You take care, and y'all have a great evening, what's left of it, and a wonderful day tomorrow. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, Jim. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. We're going to wrap it up for this evening. Hope everybody that's still out there on the radio has a wonderful day tomorrow. And stay warm, stay dry, and we will talk to you a little bit later. W4NYK, are you ready for my net report? Please copy my routine abbreviated Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for January 22nd, 2020. I had 50 check-ins and one piece of traffic. I'll copy, over. Hey folks, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those that checked in with us tonight. Come back tomorrow night, and I think Mr. Matt will be doing the honors in the hot seat. WG4MC. So, I want to thank everyone that checked in with us tonight and come back again. We'd love to have you. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS Clear.